Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Today, we head to North Africa, where we visit the Hassan II Mosque. This enormous building, looking out across the Atlantic Ocean in Casablanca, was completed in 1993 after 6 years of round-the-clock work, and it can fit 25,000 worshippers inside. With a hefty price tag and some interesting technological features too, this is certainly a house of worship like no other. To tell us the story of the mosque and how it symbolises the king's reign and post-war Morocco, here's Monocle's Melkon Çarçoglian.
Every visitor to Casablanca will be told the same. You must see the Hassan II Mosque. The gargantuan structure on a promontory lapped by the Atlantic Ocean is the only mosque in Morocco accessible to non-Muslims, all for a modest fee of 90 dirham. Completed in 1993 on the orders of King Hassan II, after just 6 years of work, the mosque is colossal, both in size and ambition. Hassan was the second monarch of a newly independent Morocco and ruled his domain with an iron fist. Devout, proud, and highly controlling, he ruthlessly swept dissidents out of the way. The mosque has come to epitomize his reign. Symbolism aside, this building is a masterclass of Moroccan design. Almost everything is made from local materials, built by 10,000 craftsmen and 2,500 laborers who work 24 hours a day in shifts. Cedar wood from Middle Atlas, marble from Agadir, intricate plaster arabesques hand-carved on the spot while the material is still wet. Even the manner of battling the salt and moisture, created by the proximity to the ocean, is ingenious. In the basement ablution rooms, where worshippers cleanse themselves before prayer, the columns are made of Venetian plaster that absorbs the moisture. How can one tell that they're doing their job? Take a look at the bronze chandeliers, made by Marrakeshi artisans. Whereas humidity would have turned them green, here they look brand new. 25,000 people can pray inside the mosque at the same time. On fine days, which are frequent in Casablanca, the 1,100-ton roof is retracted to bring in fresh air and alleviate the crowded atmosphere. It is a spectacle to behold. None of this comes cheap. The cost is estimated at almost 600 million euros, money that critics rightly say could have been used for far more propitious ends. But 26 years on, such questions have been lost in the wind. The mosque is the pride of Casablanca. Now, a new landmark rises, demonstrating in brick and mortar the progress of this city and monarchy. Under the auspices of Mohammed VI, the more tolerant son of Hassan II, a resplendently white theatre is taking shape on Place Mohammed V. The Grand Théâtre de Casablanca is set to become the new cultural hub of the city. Though Morocco remains a traditional and religious country, this flagship project signals a shift from an era of conservatism to one of culture and openness.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Melkon Çarçoglian for today's episode. And remember, tune in every Thursday for the mighty full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.